up on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of it, but I've turned the page on the old me. Now I ain't looking back, cause you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is a bit I don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up
bringing all the country hits.
You better bring it. Oh, it's already been brought.
I got my country on. Huh?
Get your Kansaland radio on.
Yeah, you held me in your arms and you kissed me. It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, we are on the air early here tonight on KNZA, bringing you high school basketball as we are in Troy, home of the Trojans, as they welcome in a league opponent in the Tigers of ACCHS. Good evening from Troy High School, Brandon Tamman, Ray Pinning alongside in our Hiawatha Studios, keeping us locked in and on the air. Well, the girls' game is moments away from tipping off, so let's get you tonight's starting lineups. First for Troy, the home team tonight with an undefeated record of 5-0. Harper Wentstein, the 5'8 junior, the number two scorer in the state at just south of 29 a game, leading it off into the backcourt. Gracie Grable, a 5'7 senior at nearly 9 points per game. Allie Franken also in the starting lineup, averaging 7 points and 7 rebounds a game. Allison Grable as well, just shy of 5 points and 5 rebounds per game. And then Emerson Weber rounding it out for Troy. We'll get you ACCHS and their starting lineup right after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the opening tip-off here in Troy tonight, let's get you the other side and the away team, the Tigers of ACCHS, and Andrew Eckert, the head coach, in year number two. It's going to be Gracie Kimmy, a 5'5 senior. Also starting McKenzie Schultz, a 5'7 senior. Corey Wagner, also a 5'7 senior. Wagner averaging almost 10 points per game. And then Kenzie Bowerly, the 5'8 senior, number 7 in the state in points per game at 26 a contest, 25.8 to be exact. And then Ava Spear, a 5'5 junior, rounding it out for the Tigers. And head coach Andrew Eckert to get an early start time here tonight. Kind of caught us off guard, but we are on the air here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, Wettstein, Grable, Franken, Grable, and Weber. You have Schultz, Wagner, Bowerly, Spear, and Kimmy, the starting five for the Tigers. Big early 2025 test here in the Northeast Kansas League. And here we go. It's Harper Wettstein, number two in the state in points per game, leading it across the timeline. A quick trigger three that is halfway down and out, and a one-and-done possession there for Troy. The rebound for Atchison County and Corey Wagner. Tigers team at 4-3. They are 3-1 in Northeast Kansas League play. Again, Kenzie Bowerly leading the charge for them, and they're struggling here around the perimeter. And a quick tie-up and a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to keep it with the Tigers of Atchison County wearing the all-road black uniforms top to bottom, orange numerals and lettering trimmed in white. Trojans here at home in the all-whites. They are trimmed out in blue. Here's a drive by Spear. Gets to the block and rejected at the rim. Great defense That time by Emerson Weber to block that one out of bounds. So the Tigers keep the possession. We are 34 seconds into the game and no score. Bowerly, a quick touch. Nearly got one to go from the right block. Tipped around a couple of times. Allison Grable, the rebound for the Trojans. Still no score. Not quite a minute into this opening quarter. Early start time tonight here in Troy with the Trojans and the Tigers. So ACCHS out in a zone defense. They get a post touch inside, and shot is up and good by Allison Grable to give the Trojans an early 2-0 lead. This Trojans team will press and press and press some more and try to force a lot of turnovers. But Bowerly gets into the front court and is short on a three from the left wing. Rebound cleared away this time again by Allison Grable. 2-0 start for the Trojans. A minute 15 into this opening frame. Trojans, the number 9 ranked team in Class 1A Division 1 in the latest KBCA ranks this week. Here is Wettstein driving through that double team, kicks it right. This is Emerson Weber, who skips it far side of the floor to Gracie Grable. Now Wettstein in the corner for three. It is a little bit strong, and a rebound is brought down by Spear for the Tigers. Wettstein nearly getting a steal at midcourt, hounding it up top. Here is Wagner, lost the piece, and a turnover by ACCHS. And then the Trojans trying to get it up the floor, turn it right back over. Now a foul at midcourt stops the clock at 6:09. As, again, we are still sitting on a 2-0 score. Allison Grable, the lone bucket to this point. And the foul is on Gracie Grable, and that's our first foul here in tonight's game. And a quick stoppage of play here for ACCHS. And they are looking at a 5'7 senior, Mackenzie Schultz. Might have got popped in the nose. Giving her the old napkin shoved up the bloody nose treatment to stop that. She might have to come out at least for a couple of minutes. That's going to get our first sub into the game. It'll be a 5'9 junior in Addison Crockett. So our first sub, 6:09 to go, opening quarter. Still a 2-0 Trojans lead as they still try to remain undefeated early on in the season. They're 5-0. And Wettstein, again, the storyline for them. Second in the state in points per game. Bowerly, a touch inside. Too easy. Off the window. Kenzie Bowerly, number 7 in the state in points per game at 25.8. Against the Tigers on the board, it's a 2-2 tie. Right side of the floor, it's Emerson Weber. Gets it right back on the wing. Pass tipped in the air. Picked up by Crockett. And then Crockett pushed to the floor. And after forcing the second Trojans turnover, Troy picks up another foul. It will be on Emerson Weber, her first team two. First sub here for Troy. It's going to be Macy Grable, 5'5 senior on the floor. So the Tigers playing well early here on the road. What is a crucial league game, but Wettstein comes away with a steal and a quick two for her. That'll take a little bit longer to get Wettstein on the board, but a steal and a quick bucket, giving the Trojans a 4-2 lead here at home. ACCHS, they break the press here with Wagner. Right side of the floor to Spear. Trying to find it to the top of the key, and it goes right there to Wagner. Inside touch here for Crockett. Forcing one up, no good. And an offensive rebound try is stuck back up, no. And then finally cleared away by Franken and Troy. Here is a long two from the left corner on the way. It's no good, but a foul on the rebound attempt. It'll be the first foul against ACCHS. And they do get Bowerly with her first. And right back in, Mackenzie Schultz. And Gracie Kimmy is out for the time being. So a 4-2 lead here for Troy at home. They get a long two from the left wing, and that one is good. As Macy Grable puts in her first points tonight, and a 6-2 advantage here for the Trojans at home. Trenton Craxner alongside Ray Penning, our studio producer, is... Again, kind of an early start time here. And Addison Crockett for ACCHS came up a little limp there. And they stopped play for as they were trying to break the press. And quickly back onto the floor is Gracie Kimmy.
I think she stepped on the ankle of a Troy player, rolled her ankle.
So we've already seen a couple of Tigers injured here in the early going. 4:44 left opening quarter. A 6-2 lead here for Troy at home, trying to stay undefeated They enter tonight at 5-0, number 9 in the state. And right now this press is causing some problems for the Tigers, and they have to call an early timeout. We'll see if it's a 30 or a full. We will check that. It appears to be a 30-second timeout. The timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Again, Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tamman, Trenton Craxner alongside. Good to see you, buddy. We're back to it. And we get two of the top scorers in the state featured in this game. Of course, Harper Wettstein for Troy, number 2 in the state in points per game, 28.8 points per game. She also gives you 5.6 steals a game, which is tied for 2nd. In the state. Headline there for Troy, ACCHS, Kinsey Bowerly, 25.8 a game, which is number 7 in the state. Those two leading the charge.
Yeah, and you mentioned how well the Troy girls have got off to start the year, so Harper Wettstein could probably be averaging about 32, 33. She's probably coming out early in a lot of these games. They're making easy work of their competition, but yes, it's two prolific scorers, and right now Bowerly has their only buck, and Wettstein has 2 of their 6, so slow start for both of them so far.
So out of the timeouts, again, it was a quick 30 by ACCHS. They do a good job breaking the press here. They get it into the front court, and that's going to be a quick double dribble call. So they finally, they break the press there and then ultimately turn it over via the double dribble. So that's turnover number 2 by the Tigers, and that gives it back to Troy at 4:29 to go in the quarter. A 6-2 Trojans lead. Troy, on average through 5 games, roughly beating their opponents in by an average of about 28 points per game. As Trenton mentioned again, so you talk about Wettstein and a lot of these games, she's not even playing probably in the fourth quarter. Moving the basketball here, left side, top of the key. Gracie Grable fires a 3, missing left off the rim, off the hands of Bowerly, and then an offensive rebound by Grable is going to be brought down again by Allison Grable. A couple of offensive rebounds and then a hard drive. It's off the knee of Gracie Grable. Out of bounds it goes. And that is turnover number 3 by the Trojans. This is a Troy team that averages 15 steals a game. And they will press and continue to do so. They've picked up a few here early. And now ACCHS in danger of turning it over again. And Andrew Eckert has to call a 2nd timeout already.
I think it's another 30, yep.
Right at 3:50 to go in the quarter. Again, a 6-2 advantage here for Troy. At home, trying to stay undefeated. You look at ACCHS, who you could argue we got the top 2 players in the NEKL in this game tonight. And the Tigers are without Madison Martin, the 6'4 junior, out with a knee injury. Take away that length. She was one of the top shot blockers in the state last year. And obviously ACCHS, if you had her back in this lineup, it's a much different look. But right now, again, competitive here early, but turnover's kind of an issue.
Yeah, and the press is giving them some issues, and you said Troy averaged about 15 steals a game. That's exactly why they have Wettstein at the point of that press, and they get out and trap it, and they get a lot of easy buckets out of that, and it's forced Coach Eckert for ACCHS to call a couple early timeouts. But he's only down 6-2, so you got to like it halfway through the quarter. You're only down 2 possessions.
So they try to navigate the press, and right off the inbounds pass, it's an easy steal, easy left-handed layup for Harper Wettstein. So both of her buckets have come off the turnover via the pressure, and that's a travel right at midcourt called against Corey Wagner. Turnover number 4 now for ACCHS. Well, the first about 60, maybe 90 seconds, Tigers were doing just fine of breaking that press. Last couple minutes, though, it's not been the same. Well, here is Wettstein, 4 points early. Works it right side on the wing. Again, a zone defense here for ACCHS in the road all-black uniforms. Wettstein open, right wing 3. Yep, that's too easy. That is her 15th made 3 of the season. She hits it at a 41% clip. And an 11-2 lead now for Troy as they're kind of blowing it open here in the last couple of minutes. ACCHS, they do break the press this time, get it into the front court. As Schultz has a look, a right wing 3, missed everything, and it's going to go out of bounds right back to Troy.
Yeah, those are the shots you want to take, though. An open shot, you beat the press, step in 3, just didn't connect.
Yeah, you'll take that shot all day, wide open from the right wing. Schultz hasn't shot a ton of 3s this year, but when you get the opportunity, certainly got to put him down. ACCHS, just a 29% 3-point shooting team. Here's a drive inside, a whistle and a foul. That's going to put Gracie Grable at the line. First free throws in tonight's game. They get Kimmy with the foul for the Tigers, and that is her first. So here is Gracie Grable, a 5'7 senior at the line. First free throw on the way. That one's good. Now 6 of 14 at the line this season. Troy is a team at 62% from the charity stripe. Emerson Weber checks back in. Quick breather for Allison Grable. So 7 early points for Harper Wettstein. And Gracie Grable with her second freebie. And that one's good too. So a 2-for-2 trip. Troy out to a 13-2 lead here. And ACCHS really struggling with the pressure. And that one tipped out of bounds by Wettstein. It'll stay with the Tigers, but still having to work the full length of the floor. Troy team in their last game. This is their first game of 2025. Right before the break, they beat Donovan West 57-35. ACCHS, they actually played last night in a makeup game. And it was a victory against Valley Falls. And there's a three much needed. Ava Spear in the left corner. The junior for the Tigers, much-needed bucket, makes it 13-5 at 2:35 to go in this opening quarter. Took a minute for the clock to get going, but they finally got it back up and running. Here's Allie Franken, left-side pass into the corner. Macy Grable left it short on a three. Fighting for the rebound is Bowerly, who wants to push the tempo. Bowerly, little sidestep in the paint, tried to bank one home, couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Franken. Medium tempo. Here's Wettstein, top of the key, crossing over left into the paint. Floater up off the heel. And a rebound for ACCHS. That one corralled by Schultz.
And so you get those live ball rebounds, they're not going to press. So that's a win for ACCHS in that fact. They can bring it up.
An awkward shot that's banked in from the right elbow by Corey Wagner. Splitting a couple defenders and banking it in from an awkward angle. And just like that, a 5-0 spurt, and it's 13-7. Good defense inside, and that one's blocked away by Kimmy. So a quick shot there, no go for the Trojans, and a little momentum here for the Tigers, down 13-7 at 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Nice pass inside, shot up is blocked. Good defense by Allie Franken. Here's Wettstein, near side of the floor, works it back top of the key, angles a little to her right, gets it off to Macy Grable. Macy gets it right back. They push it into the corner. Franken a three. Short. Up in the air. Rebound pulled down by Corey Wagner. The Tigers are getting some stops here. They have chipped away at it. Down six with a minute to go in the quarter. Wettstein again hounding at midcourt. They got to get it across. That's a 10 count. That's all Harper Wettstein right there. Just playing D right at the midcourt stripe, forcing the pickup. And nowhere to go with the ball, and the 10-second count is called.
Yeah, Bowery and Wagner playing a little back and forth. Each of them could have easily just taken it across. Neither one seemed to. And that's a big turnover. Is that a chance to cut down to maybe another bucket or two?
There's a nice little give and go. Stop under the paint. Wettstein, a left corner three. High arcing, spins it in. Another three for Harper Wettstein. 10 in the quarter. It's 16-7 Troy. At 38 seconds to go in the frame, Tigers get it across the midcourt stripe, and Spear has a look for three, and that one is too long. Knocked out of bounds, but it stays here with ACCHS. So Wettstein continuing her strong start to the season. We were here a few weeks ago, or I should say a little bit more than a few weeks ago, the game against Riverside on the 13th of December. Wettstein had a 17-point quarter. And dominated in that win as she gets it after the turnover, puts it up and in, and now she has 12. 18-7, so a quick five spot put up by the Trojans here in the final minute to extend this lead back out. Now the Tigers trying to force it up the floor. They get it to Spear. Ball fakes on the left wing. Wraps a pass around. Nicely done. Second chance after the miss is no good. And now an opportunity here. At the buzzer for Wettstein, left it short from midcourt. That takes us to the end of the first quarter. So, seemed to have a few runs between the two, but nonetheless, Troy, number 9 in the state, out to an 18-7 lead here at home against ACCHS. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Early start time tonight in Troy as they take on ACCHS. Again, Ray Penning, studio producer tonight. Trent Kraxner, Brandon Tadman with you. And 18-7, Trojans advantage at home. Again, number 9 in the state, 1A D1. Latest KBCA ranks, trying to stay undefeated at 5-0. They get a Tigers team tonight who played last night in a makeup game against Valley Falls. That final was 38-31. Tigers getting win number 4. They are 4-3 on the year and 3-1 in league play. So big early season game in the Northeast Kansas League, and the Trojans turn it over to start this second quarter of play. See if the Tigers can get a bucket after that turnover. Looks like Troy switching up the defense a little bit as Schultz has it on the right wing, trying to dissect exactly what Troy is doing. And Schultz just driving, throwing up a tough shot through traffic, nowhere close. Emerson Weber the rebound. Long pass, Wettstein, no hesitation from the left wing, halfway down and out. And a rebound for Kinsey Bowerly. It's quiet in the first quarter, just 2 points, couple of rebounds. Number 7 score in the state in terms of points per game. Here is Schultz with the basketball. Picks it up on the right wing. Has to get it off to somebody before the 5 count. And is able to chuck it left side on the wing here to Wagner, who is going to be fouled by Gracie Grable trying to drive down from the left wing. Gracie Kimmy checks back in. At 6:57 to go in the half. An 18-7 advantage here for Troy at home. Bowerly looking backdoor, beautifully done, but even better defense. It's blocked, but standing on the out-of-bounds line was Gracie Grable, nicely done. But the Tigers do keep the possession. And trying to get one into Bowerly off her fingertips, and she hits the floor. And they'll say it's off Bowerly last, and that is a Tigers turnover.
And Wettstein's the one guarding. She's taking the assignment of Bowerly right now, and she's not letting her touch, so...
Were they doing a box and one? That's kind of what I was seeing over there. Maybe they were running the box and one, putting Wettstein on Bowerly, which makes sense. Wettstein, top of the key, it goes to Grable. That's Gracie. Now left side, a touch for Emerson Weber. Deep three, that's going to be nowhere close. But an offensive rebound on the backside by Nicole Judd. Here's Wettstein, right elbow, spinning there, back to the bucket. Right side on the wing, Allison Grable. Good pass, easy two. Allison Grable to Emerson Weber. And all five starters, or I should say four of the five Troy starters, have now scored here in this first half. 6:15 to go in quarter number 2. It's a 20-7 Trojans lead here at home. Top of the key, Corey Wagner with the basketball. Looks like the Trojans have gone back man-to-man. Lazy pass. They tried to throw it over the top of Wettstein, and she comes away with a steal. Hesitates. Left wing in the paint. Shot good. Goodness. That is tough to defend if you're ACCHS. Wettstein already with 14 here in the first half. 22-7, the Trojans lead. She is hounding Bowerly as she puts one up. Nearly got it to go. Fighting for her own rebound. No. Tipped out again and finally picked up this time by Gracie Grable. So Bowerly had a couple of looks inside. Couldn't get either one to go. Wettstein, quick drive. Good. And the foul off the window. 16 and a chance for one more. Goodness. And the foul on Corey Wagner, that's her first. free throw coming up here for Harper Wettstein, who is 77% at the line, but she misses this one, but it comes right back to her, and she gets the offensive rebound. Here's a right side kick to Judd. Her shot, line drive, it's short. Second chance, no. Now third opportunity finally cleared away by Bowerly.
Yeah, so we're looking at a little 11-0 run from last quarter. They had it down to 6. ACCHS did. Now they're down 24-7. It was 13-7 not that long ago. And there you go. I think they got to have Kenzie Bowerly maybe play a little bit more on ball. She's trying to play off the ball too much right now. They're not able to get it to her.
They finally get it to her on a cut. She gets inside, spins it in there. They got to get her going. Bowerly now with 4. And that stops, as you mentioned, an 11-0 run. Makes it 24-9. Just south of 5 minutes to go in the half. Another quick cut, quick shot, no. Tigers fighting for it inside. Bowerly and Allison Grable spinning to the ground. And I think they called the possession there with the tie-up, and it's going to go back to ACCHS. Trojans will bring on a couple of subs here. Macy Grable is back in. Also, Gracie Grable as well. So we're down to 440 till the half. 24-9 is our score. It's been Troy really kind of controlling this game from the jump. As Trenton mentioned, it was 13-7 late first, but an 11-0 run blew it open for Troy, and they currently lead by 15. Here's Bowerly diving in. Her shot might have been partially blocked. Saving it underneath is Franken. Now the Trojans work it back up the floor from left to right. Macy Grable working to Wettstein, left side on the wing, dribbles to the elbow, spinning, passing, and turning it over. It was a good idea trying to find Allison Grable on the backside block, but just too much heat behind that pass. And the Trojans now with 7 first-half turnovers. Tigers once again going against the full-court press. Wagner throws it back across the floor. Hits it right back and is caught, and a foul is called. Wettstein thought she had a steal right at midcourt instead of fouls called.
Now they haven't called many fouls. There's a little bit of it go, but they had her on the arm there, reaching and trying to take that ball away.
So Wettstein picks up her first foul. We're halfway into the second quarter. Tigers get it across with Schultz. Now Wagner on a cut. Stops, push back out to the right corner. Gets it to the left elbow. Jump shot, no. Tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Troy. It stays here. Schultz had a good look from that left elbow. About a 12 to 15-foot jump shot. Just unable to get it to go. 3:44 left until half. 24-9. Trojans in control by 15. As Bowerly spins beautifully. Done. Couldn't miss or couldn't make the first attempt. Gets her own rebound, though. Second try is good. Bowerly, 6 points, and already 5 rebounds as well. 24-11 as the Tigers try to come away with a steal, but it's last touched out of bounds by Spear of ACCHS.
Yeah, if you can get back down to about 8-10 points, if you're ACCHS at the half, you got to like it because you took on that early storm. You're able to stay in arm's reach of this game.
Yeah, I think as long as you don't let it get too much deeper than where it is, as a straight-on three is off the mark there for Troy, and a rebound for Spear. Just don't want to get it too much deeper than what it is right now. Still a long way to go. 3:05 left in the first half. It's a 24-11 lead for Troy here at home. Here's Spear, left side on the wing, closed out quickly, and drug the pivot foot. That's going to be a travel. Third turnover in the quarter, ninth turnover in the half. Troy gets it back, and Harper Wettstein, of course, leading the charge right now. She has outscored ACCHS all by herself. She's got 16 of the Trojans, 24. Here's a drive, nice kick to the right corner. Macy Grable, now Franken on a drive, spins it in off the window, and an and-one opportunity for the 5'7 senior, Allie Franken. And now all 5 starters are in the books for Troy.
Yeah, and they got Kimmy in there for reaching in. That's one of the worst things you can do as a defender when someone's going by is reach in, because they're always going to get that one foul on you. But she missed a free throw, so I don't know why they're. I don't know why the scores table just buzzed the horn after that.
Well, we keep going. Inadvertent whistle. Tigers into the front court here with 2:35 left in the half, trailing by 15. Spear kicks it left corner. Bowerly, little jab fake. Closed out quickly by Macy Grable. Dumps it back high right on the wing to Corey Wagner. Here's Bowerly, closed out quickly. Back to Spear in the corner. Up top to Schultz. Bowerly a deep three and thought she was fouled. And the rebound tipped up to Wettstein, who gets it up the floor quickly. And Bowerly might have been a frustration foul there as Grable, again, Gracie this time. An opportunity to shoot two. I think Bowerly thought she was fouled on that three-point attempt. And come back down and a hard foul. That's going to put Gracie Grable at the line. First free throw, good. 3 points in the half for Gracie Grable. Makes it 27-11. Now the largest lead of the game for Troy at 16. And Gracie's second free throw, high off the heel. Rebound ACCHS. It's spun out by Schultz. So a one-for-two trip there for Troy. 2 minutes to go in the half. 27-11 is the Troy lead here at home. Here's Spear. Turned down a semi-open three. Now they get it on the block here to Schultz, fading away and banking it in. Nicely done, Mackenzie Schultz. Her first points tonight, makes it 27-13 at 1:40 to go in the half.
Well, ACCHS has ran some really good offense in the half court when they can break that press or just get it across. They've done a real nice job finding open looks.
Now the ball is pinballing in the paint, finally picked up by the Tigers, so a turnover by Troy.
It was a very important 90 seconds or so
for
ACCHS.
Yeah, for sure. Down 14. The largest lead for Troy tonight's been 16. As they work it around the perimeter here. Basketball in the hands of Wagner. Now pass is deflected at midcourt, and a foul's going to be on Bowerly. I don't know about that one. Both players were going for the ball, and there was some contact.
Third.
I think that's...
That's her third foul.
Yeah, it's a monstrous foul.
It's
for ACCHS.
Probably one you should just let go, like you said. But
100% agree. It's unfortunate. Now, Bowerly still out there. Has to play under control. Final minutes here of the half, and an elbow jump shot is a little bit strong. Schultz the rebound for ACCHS. So just south of a minute to go in the half. Still a 14-point Troy lead at 27-13.
Now, do you play for the final shot here with no shot clock is the question. They're not going to a wide-open three for Wagner to knock down.
So Wagner comes through with a big three to get it back to within 11 at 27-16. Now Wettstein casual into the front court. Left side pass to Gracie Grable. 30 seconds left in the half. See if they want to play for the final shot. They certainly can if they want to. Wettstein hounded top of the key by Wagner. Gets a high ball screen. Works left. Splits two. Left-handed shot. No, but a foul. Stops the clock at 21 seconds to go, and Wettstein back to the line to shoot two. And this foul on Crockett. That is her first, team four. So Wettstein again at the line. Her first free throw is good. 17 here in the first half for Harper Wettstein. Certainly well on pace to hit her average here tonight. Number two score in the state among all classes.
And
she knocks them both down.
And Troy's going to get a quick 30-second timeout, maybe set that pressure up and steal another basket here.
Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We got Ray in studio. We got Trenton alongside. Brandon with you as well. Again, this Troy team, an undefeated start at 5-0. At home, leading ACCHS 29-16. And we were talking a little bit off-air in that last timeout, just kind of the top to bottom what this league looks like on the girls' side with the addition of Riverside and Troy. Obviously, Morehill Mounts Academy, the defending champs, but they're off to a little bit of a slow start here in 2024-2025. But as of right now on paper, Troy's the best team in this league.
Yeah, and, you know, Morehill Mounts Academy has some issues with their team of girls going out and stuff like that, so they're not as talented or deep necessarily. Graduation, obviously, so it's kind of a weird situation there. So right now you're figuring out who is the second best team in the league behind Troy, because Troy's the class of the league right now, as we've seen so far coming in. But who's going to take that step as the second team? And there's a bad turnover for ACCHS only because they could have played for the final shot.
They try to, again, the press doing its job. It's speeding up the Tigers, and they tried to get it up the floor. It wasn't a bad idea, just the pass was not on target. So now 10 seconds for Troy to work. Here's Wettstein, wants the double screen, gets bumped out to the right wing, has to kick it back up top here to now the left side of the floor, near banked in three. Frank in the rebound, and now it's on the floor, and that's going to take us to the end of the half. So it was a look by Franken from the left corner, couldn't get it to go, and that takes us to the end of the first half, in which Troy at home leads ACCHS 29-16. Again, an early start time tonight. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Again, 29-16 is our score. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabatha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kime TS of Sabatha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabatha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabatha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Early start time tonight here in Troy. It's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Ray, Trent, Brandon all with you here on KNZA. The Troy girls trying to stay undefeated and go to 6-0. And they got a good start here tonight through two quarters. They lead ACCHS 29-16. Let's get you some of the first half numbers. We'll start, of course, with Harper Wettstein. Again, number two in the state in points per game. That's among all classifications. Came in just south of 29 points per game, and she has 18 already here in the first half. The other four starters in the books as well, just not quite up to 18 points. Gracie Grable has three, and then two apiece by Allie Franken, Allison Grable, and Emerson Weber, and then Macy Grable off the bench in early two in the first quarter. ACCHS led by Kenzie Bowerly, 6 points and five rebounds for her. Corey Wagner has five, 3 points from Ava Spear, and then 2 points from Mackenzie Schultz. Tigers had 10 turnovers in the first half. They had 13 rebounds and did not attempt a free throw in that first half. On the other side for Troy, they had 8 first half turnovers. They were 5 of 7 at the line, and they collected 16 rebounds in that first half. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimize Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, that is with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Get our girls game at the half, Troy 29, ACCHS 16, another timeout. We're back to it after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Thanks again for joining us. Glad to be a part of your Friday nights here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are back to it in full swing with high school hoops and fighting through the snow and the ice all week to get to this point. We still had quite a few postponements for games tonight in our area, but fortunate for us here in Troy tonight to get these games in against ACCHS. But nonetheless, we are back to it. We got games on 92.1 KMZA, also a couple of the channels still going tonight as well. Plus, Jake and Boz will have another scoreboard show after all the action, getting you caught up on our area games that we're able to get in on the floor tonight. Again, our girls' halftime score here at Troy. Trojans leading ACCHS 29-16. Final 60-second timeout. Second half is coming your way next.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meats
Meet satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. And prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second half is about to get started here at Troy tonight. The Trojans in the girls game, a 29-16 halftime lead over ACCHS. And for how it went, I think, Trenton, for the Tigers, I think you look up at the scoreboard and you feel pretty fortunate where you're at. You're still in this game, still a full half to go.
Yeah, I mean, you played real even in that second quarter, too. You only lost the quarter by 2 points. I mean, after down 11 after the first, and you got down by as much as 14 or 15, I think, but you kind of rallied, and then Westside made two late free throws to push it back to 13, but you're playing even. So, I mean, if you cut into a little bit here, maybe win the quarter by 4 or 5 points, you're really setting up for an interesting fourth quarter, especially since Valerie hasn't gotten going yet for him.
So the Trojans from right to left, opening possession of the third quarter. Again, a 13-point lead here at home, trying to go to 6-0 on the season. Number 9 team in 1A Division 1. They get a post-touch inside. It's knocked out of bounds. No, they're going to say last touched by Allison Grable, so a turnover to start the second half for Troy. What the doctor ordered for ACCHS to start. Let's see if they can take advantage. Nope, they give it right back to Wettstein, who lays it in for two. So they do not take advantage, and that is now 20 points for Wettstein. I think she's had about 3 or 4 buckets tonight, just off the quick steal right underneath the bucket. And the press starting to cause some issues. They get it to the middle of the floor, and that's going to be another 10 count.
That's the second one, but there's not a lot of ball movement, and if there is, they're only passing it backwards, and that's where Harper Wettstein is. That's how they got that layup that first time. She's just in the passing lane.
And it took a few extra seconds. They got Schultz to the middle of the floor. That's where you want to be to break that press. Pass to her just a little bit late. Good ball movement here for Troy. They get a wide open three. That one off the target. And the deflection off the rim. It goes out of bounds. Good job by Schultz to let it go. And ACCHS will get it back. They got to find a way to consistently break this press.
Yeah,
they are in a tough spot here.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot of easy looks when they don't turn over, but they just did again.
They get it right to Wettstein after the turnover. She spins on the block, and she's fouled on the floor. First foul in the third quarter, 55 seconds in. ACCHS, that one's Corey Wagner, picks up her second. So Wettstein to throw it in, right side of her own backboard, looking for a pass inside. Instead, it goes to the right elbow, and the lefty from Franken puts it in. Just steps back to the right elbow and a smooth, wide-open jump shot makes it 33-16.
Yep. I was going to say they got to the middle. They got Wettstein to reach in. So, when they beat that press, they're getting good looks. Now Troy's going to back off. But first couple points go to Troy. You got to battle back here if you're the Tigers.
Looks like they got the foul on Franken.
Wettstein was in the area, too. So
first on Franken. They get it inside. Post touch to Schultz, but she missed the shot. The rebound on the backside by Wettstein. 33-16 is our score. A 4-0 start here for the Trojans in the third quarter. Wettstein gets it. Now it gets a ball screen towards the left corner. Dumps it back to the wing to Franken. Here is Allison Grable, and then it's thrown away there, taken away by ACCHS. A steal for Corey Wagner. Wagner into the front court, left side on the wing, splits a couple defenders. Nice bounce pass inside, layup, spins out. One of the better looks the Tigers have had tonight and just unable to get it to go. 2 minutes in and 6 to go here. There's a whistle and another foul on the right wing. And this one on Spear. That is her first team foul, number 2 here in the quarter. So a 4-0 start here for Troy in the third quarter. Their lead is 33-16. That is 17, if the math is correct, which is the largest lead tonight for the Trojans. Slowing down the tempo here, top of the key, as Emerson Weber has a touch. Get it back here to Gracie Grable. Right side pass to Weber on the wing. They get it to the elbow, diving down to the block. That should be a travel, and it is. a little bit methodical on that possession for the Trojans, and they ultimately turn it over. And Spear gets it into the front court here. Tigers break the press. Spear stops on a dime on the wing, gets it right back into the corner. Skips a pass top of the key to Wagner. Works it right with the dribble. Backed out to the corner. Now the wing. And dives in from the top of the key, and she is bumped and fouled on the floor. Wettstein's reaction probably shows she doesn't necessarily agree with it, and that's going to be her second. That gives it to the Tigers underneath.
You know, like I said, they're finding success when they get it across after that press. They've had success, it's just the problem is getting it across.
And you go back to a couple possessions ago where they had a nice little give and go to a wide open player underneath and just missed a wide open layup, which is certainly not what you can do against good teams like Troy. And there is another turnover as they try to get it to Spear in the corner, just simply lost the handle. That is called an unforced turnover by ACCHS. So we're still just a 4-0 advantage for the Trojans here in quarter number three. Their lead is 17. Tigers have yet to score here in this third quarter. Here is Emerson Weber, a long right wing deuce, tipped out into the hands of Allison Grable. So a reset here. Now Gracie up top. This is Allie Franken. Skips it right to Weber on the wing. They get Wettstein on a curl, fading through contact, and she got it to go. 22 for Wettstein. Difficult finish. And it's 35-16. Largest lead for Troy continuing to grow here. Early portions of the third quarter.
And that's something else that's hurt ACCHS is second chance opportunities, and Troy's had a lot of them.
And
got another steal.
Yep, there's a steal, another foul. Free throws coming up here for Gracie Grable, who's been good at the line tonight, 3 of 4. That's where all of her points have come from tonight via the charity stripe.
And they got Wagner with her third. Now she turned it over.
And the Trojans trying to build on their largest lead of the game. Won't do so here. First free throw short by Grable, who is averaging nearly 9 points a game along with 5 rebounds a game. She's also dishing out 3 assists and 2 steals per game. So good stat line for the 5'7 senior, Gracie Grable. Wearing jersey number 4. It's on the way. Another one short. She goes 0-for-2 and a rebound for Corey Wagner. Wagner gets it up the floor quickly to Spear. Now Bowerly hesitates, gets past Wettstein. Little pull-up Jay. Nicely done. That's what the Tigers need and a lot more of it. Bowerly now with 8. 35-18 is our score. 4:15 to go in the quarter. Franken had it knocked away inside and finally ripped away. And a steal for Wagner.
I was going to say, Bally pulled her hands back. She didn't want to pick up her 4th foul, trying to reach in there, and they forced it away anyway.
Spear open look and hit the side of the backboard. Second chance opportunity no good by Schultz, but she is fouled and will shoot 2. Kenzie Schultz now an opportunity at the line.
Yeah, so here you go. Here, just down by 19, but you got a chance to get right back to 15, right about where it was at half. You're about halfway through. You got to make a little bit of a run here.
Tigers played a much better second quarter as the first free throw was good by Schultz. He's got 3 points tonight. It was 18-7 Troy after one, and Trojans' advantage in quarter two was just 11-9. Hits high off the heel and falls off, and a rebound for Gracie Grable. So 1-for-2 there for Schultz. 35-19. Trojans here at home, past the halfway point of the third quarter. Here is a left wing 3 that is short. Franken the rebound. No good. Now fighting for it again. Wettstein underneath and is fouled on a 3rd opportunity right under the bucket.
I was going to say, like I said, not only is it the turnovers and the press, but a lot of second chance points. And I think this is the first time we get to say the French foreign exchange student's name, right? She picked up the foul.
Alaïs Ragarou.
Yes.
Is what we were told. French foreign exchange student for ACCHS picks up the foul. Wettstein's first free throw is good. She is now 3-for-4 at the line and has 23 points. 36-19 seconds. Good as well. 24 for Harper Wettstein, and the lead is 37-19. So the Tigers do break the press. Nice little give and go to Bowerly, who lays it in with some contact. Beautiful pass by Spear, who's going to get the assist for that one. And Bowerly into double figures with 10.
How about Ragarou, full court, face guarding Wettstein.
37-21. That's quite the chore here on a Friday night. Trojans have it top of the key. This is Gracie Grable. Wettstein on the right wing. A couple of bodies are guarding Harper Wettstein, which means someone's open, and that's a bucket for the Trojans. 39-21 after the bucket by Gracie Grable, and another turnover here for the Tigers.
And
probably got away with a walk. Wettstein had it tipped away, and a foul's called.
She's going to go right back to the free throw line because that was number. That should be the fifth team,
yep,
if the board's correct, on ACCHS's quarter.
Yep, will be free throws the rest of the quarter, yeah, for Troy. 2:49 to go.
That's the fourth on Wagner, too, is the primary ball handler for ACCHS.
Well, Harper Wettstein, she has had some monster games this season. She had 29 against Hiawatha, 35 against Jackson Heights. Her first free throw is good. By the way, that 35-point night against Jackson Heights, she also added 8 steals. And one of the top steal getters in the state among all classifications, tied for second in steals per game at 5.6. Been really good at the line, too. She now has 26 points in the game.
I remember we called a game up here a couple years ago when she was a freshman. I think she dropped 20 against, I think it was Riverside, but she's been a stud ever since she got into high school. And
she averaged 15 a game her freshman year, averaged 20 a game last year as a sophomore, and so far through 5.5 games as a junior, she's averaging 29 a game.
And she's got to be getting close to 1,000 in her career if she hasn't there yet.
Bowerly a drive in the paint, and it's out of bounds. Coach Eckert wanted a foul, didn't get it this time, and ultimately that goes into the books as a turnover. 41-21 Troy, 2:29 left in the third. And you mentioned the French foreign exchange student, Alais Ragaru, who is face guarding Wettstein. Here's a wide open jump shot that's no good, but an offensive rebound keeps it alive for Allison Grable. Second chance opportunity. Trojans had the rebound advantage in the first half, and they certainly have it here in the third quarter. And now it's lost on the far side and a turnover by Troy as Franken lost the handle on the wing. It's just been a kind of slow, methodical build with this lead. Tigers had a multitude of opportunities in that first half to keep it close, and they did for the most part, but right now it's just slowly building. 20-point lead right now. The offense has been hard to come by. Beautiful up and under. Kenzie Bowerly. And Coach Derek Jasper after that. Beautiful move by Bowerly. Wants a timeout. At 1:49 left in the third quarter. We'll check to see if it's a 30 or a full. It is a full. We'll follow suit. So, again, 41-23 Troy at 1:49 to go, quarter number three. Back in 30 seconds here on KNCA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president of Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1:49 to go, quarter number three, 41-23 Troy here at home. Girls game tonight got going a little bit more early than we're used to here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Last time we were here, game against Riverside, that was a late start time. Quite the opposite. This game got going roughly around 5:30, so we are going to have a little bit earlier of a night here on KNZA. Right now the Trojans in control, trying to go to 6-0 on the season. Here's Judd, front court, right side on the wing, gets it right back there. And now appears to be a box and one, maybe, as they are just face guarding Harper Wettstein, and she backs it out into the left corner. Now Spear gets the opportunity to guard. See Wettstein just going baseline, really quarter to corner. Try to find it to her. Judd has it top of the key and gets it right back there. She's open. She'll fire. And misfired on a three. Wettstein, the backside rebound. Might have been partially blocked. And now Franken gets an opportunity, and she's bumped and fouled. So offensive rebounds have been huge here in this third quarter for Troy.
And once again, they're going to get two free throws. It should be Franken going to the line.
It should be Allie Franken going to the line. It will be.
Third chance, though. That was a second. I mean, that's what's also killed ACCHS is defensive rebounding.
So Franken, 4 points, 7 rebounds in the game so far. Her first free throw gets the kind shooter's touch. She is a 78% foul shooter coming in. Actually, that one there puts her right at 80%, 8 of 10 on the year. Second, there's the announcer Jinx coming into play there on the miss. A 1-for-2 trip and finally pulled up and away by Kimmy for the Tigers. 42-23 Troy, minute to go in the third. Here is Wagner diving in from the top of the key, fading away from the right block. Gets her own miss. And an offensive rebound. Keeps it alive. Now Spear in the corner trying a three, and she spins it in.
That's a couple big ones from Spear tonight.
That is 6 points for Spear. Makes it 42-26. The Tigers not going away quietly. Still time left in this game. Final 34 seconds here in the third. See if the Trojans want to play for the final shot. I don't think they're too concerned. Just looking for a good shot. Judd here to Weber. Bouncing it left side. This is Gracie Grable trying to find Judd, and it's taken away right at midcourt by Bowerly. 16 seconds, and then Bowerly's fouled on a three.
And she almost made it, too.
She almost had a four-point play.
Yeah, and I mean, I was about to say, Bowie in the open court is exactly who you want to have the ball for ACCHS to create some, and she pulled up, and they got 25. Weber getting her from behind. You never do that on a three-point shooter. I know it's tempting.
So Bowerly at the line. Her first free throw, no good. She'll get two more. 81% on the year.
She 0-3 tonight?
No, those were signaling the ones that she's shooting. Now 0-2. This is her first trip.
That's kind of surprising
to the line tonight, but
I don't think Valerie's left the floor either. So maybe a little bit of fatigue playing back to back.
Even tonight. With, yeah, that is something to think about. Again, they beat Valley Falls last night, 38-31 in a makeup game from earlier in the week, but she is able to hit 1 of 3. She's got 13 to lead the Tigers.
Well, here's a big play. Someone's got to cover Wettstein because he's going to get a couple of ball screens.
4 seconds to go in the half. Wettstein dribbling, firing from the baseline, a little bit strong, and the rebound is after the timer is gone done. So, nonetheless, into the third quarter. 42-27, Tigers hanging around. It's a 15-point Trojans lead. Step aside for 60. Fourth quarter action coming your way next.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game going into the fourth quarter, and Troy trying to stay undefeated. They lead ACCHS 42-27. Harper Wettstein leading the way, 26 in the ball game tonight. She is, you want to get mathematical with it, 2.8 points shy of her season average. But you can't get a .8 in the books. She has been a sensational athlete so far this season and leading the way once again tonight as they look to go to 6-0. Here's Spear, 15-foot from the left corner, and she got that one to go. That was much needed to start here in the fourth quarter for the Tigers. Spear has 8, and it's 42-29. Get it to Franken at the free throw line. They set up the screen. Open. Wettstein 3. Left it short. And a rebound for Bowerly.
And here you go. Just get a good shot. If you're ACCHS and put some game pressure on Troy, which they haven't had a lot of this year.
Spear gets a look from the corner. A little bit strong. Judd the backside rebound for Troy. Quick possession there. No go for the Tigers. Wettstein baseline drive. Backside to Franken. And one. The assist by Wettstein. And Franken a chance at the old-fashioned three.
And that's just how it goes sometimes. You have Spears knock down a couple corner shots, miss an open look, good shot, and then late cover on the backside, and they get an and one. And the game just completely flipped back in the momentum side for Troy.
Well, when you're so good, like Wettstein, you draw so much attention, which leaves more times than not open shots. The free throw there, no good by Franken, and now a tie-up inside.
It's going to be essentially an offensive rebound because now Troy's going to get underneath.
So they're going to get the possession back on the tie-up after the missed free throw by Franken. A couple of subs in here for ACCHS is Ragaru and also Schultz back into the game. 44-29, Troy by 15 at home with 7:10 to go in the game. Franken trying to force feed it to Wettstein, who's surrounded by three black jerseys on the block, and it's deflected out of bounds.
I think Alice has done a nice job on the face guard for the most part. It's definitely making it hard on Wettstein, which is hard to do for a lot of girls, as her average of almost 30 points per game.
Here's a little up-and-under move that falls in for Allison Grable. And when you put so much attention on somebody, it's going to leave other bodies open. And that time, Allison Grable now able to put one down for six. Bowerly a drive, easy. Coast to coast, 15 for Bowerly. 46-31, 6:42 left in the game. And the French foreign exchange student, the senior, Alais Ragaru, guarding Wettstein, forcing her to pass it to Franken inside. Beautiful dump down, shot up, no. Second chance opportunity, no. Still tipped around. Finally, a third opportunity pulled away by ACCHS.
There you go. It's back down to about 15, just like it was not that long ago. And that was a lot of contact.
A lot of contact, no call. Wow. Wanting the foul and a rebound cleared away by Gracie Grable.
I'm going to say there's another chance to put some more pressure on Troy, but maybe a missed call by the official there.
So Troy with the ball, 6 minutes to go in the game, leading by 15. Working it around the perimeter. Allison Grable back to Franken. Up top it goes to Gracie Grable. One bounce right, gets it to Weber on the wing. Into the corner, Franken firing. And it's going to hit the top wiring, and that's going to go back to ACCHS. Well, we've talked about it. The first quarter could be the difference really in this game, as ACCHS really since the end of the quarter, or that first quarter, has been playing strong, and there's a quick and one off the steal for Wettstein.
Yeah, and if that's on Wagner, she's done. And it is. So, I mean, that's your point guard fouling out there, unfortunately, for ACCHS for the last 5:43.
Well, we've been talking about Bowerly and Wettstein, and rightfully so, but Wagner came in second in the state in assists per game. Think about that. She was averaging 6.3 assists per game to go along with 9 points and six rebounds. So essentially 9, 6, and 6 you're averaging. That's very solid. Chance for a three-point play. Up and good by Wettstein, who now has 29 in the game, and the lead is all the way back up to 18.
Yeah, and Coach Eggert has a point. So I was going to say, though, it was just back down to 13, then it's back up to 18 real quick, and now you turn it over again. So ACCH has had them on the ropes a couple times where they get that game pressure, and then Troy, just with that talent that they have, just pushes it back out. And
it's going to be an offensive foul.
Charge in the paint.
So a turnover by Troy, giving it back to ACCHS. Did they even say who the foul was on?
22.
Okay.
Allison Grable for Troy charge.
So the press being put on here by Troy at under 5.5 minutes to go in the game, and there is another steal. Wettstein missing, getting it back, and putting it up and in. 31 points for Harper Wettstein. And the lead all of a sudden is 20 with just over 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Rebecca Kaplinger, haven't called her name. Bowerly open, a deep three, nothing but net. 18 for Bowerly. She's got 12 here in the second half.
I was going to say, she started slow, but she's really came on in the second half.
51-34, lead back to 17, but trying to answer is Gracie Grable. Strong on a three. Emerson Weber, though, the offensive rebound. Get it to the elbow with Allison Grable. Up top, drive, shot, off balance, no. Bowerly the rebound, and she's fouled.
That's going to be Grable again trying to get that offensive board. They've got to have about 15, 20 offensive rebounds on the night, just Troy.
That's Allison Grable with the foul.
But the reason I talk about game pressure is for Troy, because they haven't played a close game since they played Hiawatha on the opening night. And on a team that won a lot of blowouts my senior year when we were real good, game pressure does matter when you're not getting tested in a while. And ACCHS has been on the doorstep a couple of times and really putting some pressure on him here.
Bowerly just saying, let me do it myself, literally coast to coast. And she banks it in on the right block, plus the foul. That is just simple one-on-four, essentially one-on-five.
Yeah, you know, Allison Grable picked up three fouls in about the last 90 seconds of game time, but you know, she takes one half step over, she's right in line for a charge, but a smart move to kind of euro around it by Bowery.
And Kinsey knocks it home for three, 21 in the game for Bowerly, and it's a 14-point game with 4.5 minutes left. Multiple times we've seen it, Troy trying to answer. They can't do so on a left wing three. Bowerly the rebound.
Yeah, ACCHS got to start scoring in bunches, but
it's a big possession.
Yeah, they got to score here.
Ooh, they got it to Spear in the corner. Bowerly fell down on the pass, and a timeout's going to be taken, though, before that by Andrew Eckert and ACCHS.
I think it has to be a full because he used those 2:30s in the first quarter.
It is a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. 4:13 left in our girls' game. Troy trying to hold on. They lead it 51-37. And we're back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Early start time tonight here in Troy. We always can appreciate that, no doubt, in our industry. Brandon Tamman, Trenton Kraxner, Ray Penning in studio. All right, final 4:13. What's Tigers head coach Andrew Eckert telling his team again? It ain't over yet. 51-37, 14 just over north of 4 minutes to go.
Well, you got to pick up the pace a little bit because Troy's probably not going to go scoreless the last 4 minutes here, so you're going to need a lot of buckets. But you got to get a smart shot. Just be smart with the basketball, because when they've been smart with the basketball and played clean basketball, they've had good looks. So I know Wettstein and them with that pressure defense can get to you, but if they can just handle that, I think you're in a good spot to make a little push here.
That's a pretty big possession here out of the timeout. Bowerly just gets right through four defenders and does it all by herself again. She's got 23. Yeah, she's heating up. 51-39 at 4 minutes to go.
And the shot clock on a trial at some places if they wanted that, but it's not here, so that works to Troy's advantage here. They can run out the last 3:48 if they feel like it.
Wettstein stopping, getting it inside. Franken up and in. Nicely composed there inside for Allie Franken, who's now got 9. Big bucket there for the Trojans, 53-39. And Spear travels with it at midcourt. Huge swing right there.
Yeah, and that's that pressure I was talking about. If ACHS, when they broke and got it across half court, they've run good offense and they've played even ball with Troy, but Troy's probably got about 14 points off those steals, and that's the difference in the game. That's why they're the class of the NEKL on the girls' side so far this year.
Wettstein to Franken. They set it up for Wettstein. They get her open for three, high off the rim, and it goes out of bounds. Well, we've seen quite a few looks tonight where they have set her up perfectly from downtown, but just unable to connect. Wettstein, her freshman year, broke the three-point percentage record at 42%. She came into tonight, still early in the season, at 41%.
And this pressure hurts with Wagner fouled out. Like I said, the point guard we're talking about is averaging like 6 assists a game.
Bowerly tried a semi-contested three in the rebound attempt. It's going to go back into the direction of Troy. The foul's going to be called against the Tigers. And they get Schultz there for the foul. Gives it back to Troy. 3:12 to go, and they lead it by 14.
And you don't mind that shot, though, by Bowery.
Not at all.
It's kind of a heat check the way she's been going here in that the second half.
Bowerly 23 in the game. She only had 6 at halftime. Beautiful give and go. Franken the assist. Wettstein a deuce. 33 for Harper Wettstein. 55-39. Now you look up at the clock. There's less than 3 minutes to go. Bowerly again just trying to knife through. Does it all by herself, and she draws a foul.
Yeah, but what happened in the backcourt is Wettstein's either cramping or she stepped on someone's ankle because she was kind of limping down the court. She kind of looked over at the bench a couple times and stopped. And I don't know. It looks like she's wearing a cap. Maybe just a cramp. I don't know if she stepped on an ankle or something. But that might be big if she can't go the last 244. I mean,
I bet you 5 minutes you would have to physically pull her off the floor. Now she's
right, but
got that mindset as the first free throw rims out for Bowerly. 55-39 at 2:44 to go. Bowerly's been great in the second half. She's got 23 in the game, 17 of the 23 since halftime, but she goes 0 for 2 there. And a rebound for Franken. But now the advantage is Troy is going to get a good look. A wide open three. It's halfway down and out. And nobody boxing out. Allie Franken, who gets a second chance opportunity. Nicole Judd will try. High off the heel on a three. Wettstein tried to put one back up off the rebound. Couldn't get it to go. And a rebound for ACCHS. Well, they need points. They need them quick. Bowerly surrounded by four white jerseys and trying to spin through it, and she's called for a travel.
Yeah, and offense rebounding has been a big thing. And when you're in a zone or a box and one, it's really hard to rebound. But it's also hard to rebound when your 6'4 center is out for the year with an injury. And that's hurt ACCHS on multiple levels, especially on the defensive glass so far tonight.
Yeah, 100%. Now the Trojans, again, 2:08 away from securing another victory as Franken gets a look inside, spins it in straight away. And Franken now with 11 points. Go along with her nine rebounds, and it's back to 57-39. So, again, the Tigers, probably a travel, but no call there. And ultimately, it gets sailed out of bounds looking for Kimmy. And another Tigers turnover again as time is running out.
Yeah, and they got down 12, 13 a couple different times in the second half. And then Troy, just like every good team does, though, they push it back out and get to keep it comfortable. And like I said, we talked about a couple different times off air. That first quarter by Troy was been enough because Effingham, they get it. They got an and one down here.
Yeah, Franken inside, and she's heating up in the fourth quarter.
Because it's been a pretty even game outside of that first quarter was the point I was going to try and make.
I think you look down, it's going to be the first and fourth quarters that are really going to be kind of the difference in the separation here. As Franken's had a good game tonight, as she's in and out on the free throw with the rebound by Bowerly. 20-point Trojans lead at 90 seconds to go in the game. Bowerly again. It was quiet for her in the first half. Now she's asking for a teammate to get open. Finally gets it off to Spear. Here is Kaplinger stopping on the block and turning and firing is Schultz. Fighting for the rebound. Second chance, no. Now a third opportunity inside and a foul's going to be called as Gracie Kimmy had a couple opportunities inside. Stops the clock as Gracie Grable picks up the foul at 111. Free throws coming up here for the 5'5 senior, Gracie Kimmy. And the Tigers, after tonight, will be back at home on Tuesday against Riverside as the first free throw is short by Kimmy. And Troy again, barring maybe the most incredible comeback in 71 seconds, will go to 6-0 and will be on the road at McLouth on Tuesday. Second free throw, no for Kimmy. Rebound for the Trojans. They're trying to put this one away in the final 60 seconds now. So Wettstein again tonight, 33 points. Has it on the right wing. A little bit of the dribble mode. Allison Grable, there's a cut, there's a shot. No, fighting for the rebound. Franken's got it to secure a double-double, and now a turnover by Troy. Here is a shot by Spear in transition, but she's fouled from behind, and two free throws coming at 43 seconds left in the game. As they get Nicole Judd with the foul. And Spear will shoot two. Spear's had a nice night, couple of threes, 8 points, couple of rebounds. Came into the game averaging less than 3 points per game, but she's hit a couple threes tonight, and now a free throw is in. So she's got nine. 59-40 at 43 seconds left.
I don't think if you're Coach Andrew Recker, I don't think you're too upset necessarily with this effort from your team because they fought for three quarters and against the league's best, you know. Obviously going to come up a little bit short, but playing a back-to-back, probably a little bit tired from that. Legs are tired for the players.
Yeah, I think
they fought hard.
Probably not putting as much emphasis on that as we should, to be honest with you. Spear knocks in the second free throw as well to give her 10 tonight. In ACCHS, they played their makeup game from Tuesday last night against Valley Falls, picking up a 7-point win. There's an air ball three, and Bowerly a rebound. Final 30 seconds, Trojans by 18. Spear up the floor, and she's fouled again. And that's Allison Grable picking it up. And Spear aggressive here in the final 30 seconds.
Yeah, there's going to be Troy's closest contest since opening night when they won up at Hiawatha by 13.
Yeah, the difference in that game was an 18-5 second quarter against the Red Hawks early in the year. First free throw no good by Spear.
This game would be considerably closer, too, if ACCHS cashed in on a couple more free throws. They're really struggling in the second half. But an impressive effort, I think, from ACCHS tonight.
Well, they're going to be 4-4 and 3-2, so not too bad. There's another miss, an offensive rebound by Riley Anderson, who's checked in, left Bowerly open. That one not there this time, and Judd the rebound for Troy. As we're down to the final 20 seconds, running off, Trojans are going to go to 6-0.
It's another impressive team performance. Obviously, Wetstein's the headliner with her 33, but the team played great defense and forced a lot of turnovers in that press with her.
Double-double tonight from Allie Franken as well.
And she had a strong second half as well, scoring the basketball when they boxed and won Wetstein.
And Franken puts up a shot. Kind of unnecessary there, but just short off the rim, and that takes us to the end of the game. Again, ACCHS, they fought. They certainly battled through four quarters. They had opportunities and stretches at times where it looked like they could get something done. But at the end of the night, Harper Wetstein adding to her sensational season with 33 points. And again, that will do it as they took the final score. It was what,
55?
59-41. 59-41, okay.
They got it down quick. They're ready for the boys game.
Yeah, we're moving quick here in Troy tonight. But nonetheless, a big-time win for the Troy girls, 59-41. They are now 6-0. Our postgame show is next, brought to you by that is going to be Bee Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. In between games, we'll talk about the girls' contest after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Bee Outdoors Real Estate postgame show.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Early start time tonight means an early finish for our girls' game. And this ACCHS team, they battled certainly, but in the end, Troy going to 6-0, winning at home 59-41. Ray Penning, Brandon Tabman, and Trenton Craxner alongside here on at KNCA. Harper Wettstein, 33 points, 8 rebounds. And battling with Kinsey Bowerly, again, the two, at least to me, probably the two best players in this league here in 24 and 25. Bowerly, it took her a little while to get going, but really had a much better second half, finishing with 23 points and 10 rebounds. But two of the top scorers in the state really duking it out, and we really saw what kind of level they are at compared to others.
Yeah, and I mean, Wettstein kind of went cold, it felt like, in the middle part. She had 18 that first half, but didn't seem like she did a whole lot in that third quarter until, like, the end. And then she just carried that over in the fourth quarter and kind of they got it up to 20 and a runaway. So, like, even when she's quiet, she's still helping the team because she was dishing assists to Franken and the Grables in the paint and stuff. So she's not just a pure scorer. She can dish it around to her teammates, too, when she needs to. She's smart with that. And Allie Franken benefited from a double-double tonight, 13-11. But, yes, Kinsey Bowerly had just 6 at the half and a real slow start, but she kept her team in it. They got down about 13 points on the deficit a couple different times because she was scoring like they needed her to. She came along, and the two premier scorers, like you said, two of the best, well, I guess ACCHS has technically 3A, but in this area, two of the best girls individual that you'll see.
So, again, ACCHS dropping to 4-4. They are now 3-2 in league play. Troy, again, on the other side, undefeated 6-0 and a 4-0 start in league play. Let's go through some of the numbers here real quick before we get you to a quick break. Of course, we've got the boys' game coming up here in about 12 minutes or so. Again, starting with Troy, Wettstein, as we mentioned, 33 points tonight, 8 rebounds. Allie Frank in a double-double with 13 points and 10 rebounds. Allison Grable had 6 points and 7 rebounds. He also had 2 points apiece from Emerson Weber and Macy Grable. Also, Gracie Grable had 3 points and 5 rebounds in the game. Bowerly led the way for ACCHS in the loss, 23 points and 10 rebounds. And then Ava Spear chipping in 10 points as well, which 7 of it coming in the second half. Corey Wagner had 5 points and 6 rebounds. Kenzie Schultz had 3 points and 4 rebounds as well. So just 4 players scoring tonight for ACCHS, again led by Bowerly with 23. Some of the other team numbers for Troy, they finished with 16 turnovers, 36 rebounds, and they were 11 of 18 at the line. ACCHS, 20 turnovers in the game, 27 total rebounds. They were 5 of 12 at the line. Player of the game brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Pretty easy decision. Harper Wettstein, 33 points, 8 rebounds for the state's second leading score in terms of points per game. While that 28.8 might be up north of 29 after dropping 33. By the way, the leading scorer, Hayden Heim, St. Mary's, also in our area. She was averaging right at 29 a game. So, again, just trying to do little math in my head. You had 33, yeah. 6. I mean, that might put you right there towards the top. Does that put you right at 29 or maybe a little bit more?
Is St. Mary's canceled? Are they one of those postponements in our area?
They're not playing tonight.
Yeah,
nope.
So she might overtake her, I think. Yeah, I think 33 might put her over.
Yeah, we could be. We could be here with the state's leading score in terms of points per game after what Harper Wettstein did tonight. So, again, easy money.
Yeah, and then Bowery's not too far behind. I mean,
yeah,
three of the best scores in the entire state on the girls' side, all in our area.
All in our area, indeed. So, again, Wettstein with 33 on the heads of ACCHS and what was a Troy 59-41 win. They are now 6-0 on the season. So that's going to do it for our first broadcast here. We got a little bit of a break. Ray Penning will take care of you here on KNCA for about roughly 7 or 8 minutes or so, and then we'll come back and get you set for the boys' game, in which two teams in certainly different directions here to start 24 and 25. We'll talk about it when we come back. Again, our girls' final, one final time. Troy, 59, ACCHS, 41. Back in about 7 or 8 minutes. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.